This story is a reminder that the accepted science of one era can radically change. Our partners at Retro Report take us back to a time when pesticides were once thought of as miracle chemicals. Chief among them, the insecticide DDT, discovered in the 1930s.
This diabolical weapon of modern science saved millions of humans, but killed billions of insects. Man, with this newly discovered force, has at long last gained the upper hand in our age-old struggle.
Swiss scientist Paul Hermann Müller was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine for discovering DDT. But by 1962, marine biologist Rachel Carson wrote Silent Spring, warning of the harmful effects of pesticides like DDT, calling for a more holistic approach in controlling insect populations. Carson's warnings were panned by some scientists and the media. Time magazine wrote that Carson's book was an emotional and inaccurate outburst, but she had created a revolution in the way we deal with environmental pests. The partners at Retro Report, in a co-production with American Experience, discovered Carson's approach makes more environmental sense today, especially in the battle against the Zika virus. Kit Rohn and Sarah Weiser are producers for Retro Report.
She was attacking a product, a pesticide, that was revered. People thought of DDT as important as the atomic bomb in ending World War II. It saved countless soldiers' lives. Science and technology at that point were seen as doing no wrong. We were embarking on a new glorious future.
And what was the warning? I mean, what specifically was the warning from Rachel Carson?
Her warning was basically that we were overusing chemicals, spraying them without any regard to the environment, and not being judicious enough in how we're using them.
And what were the impacts? I mean, what was ultimately going to be the implication of that?
Her concern was the effect on the environment and how the DDT and other pesticides could travel up the food chain and affect various levels of organisms and possibly people.
How much of a headwind was she fighting when she made this argument? Because this was something that was perceived as a miracle chemical.
It was the most publicized and probably the most used pesticide in the world. But it was put in paint that you paint on your house. People were sprayed daily in the South in the summers. Everyone thought that it was saving lives. So to say that possibly it was killing animals or harming humans was quite a big deal. And the pesticide companies fought very vigorously to discredit her, calling her hysterical, mentioning that she is a woman, and really tried to silence her.
The major claims in Miss Rachel Carson's book Silent Spring are gross distortions of the actual facts. If man were to faithfully follow the teachings of Miss Carson, we would return to the Dark Ages.
So a woman making this argument was really going up against a very established male scientific, institution.
Yeah, I think it was a big deal that she was a woman, kind of questioning the authority of scientists who were mostly at that time many men. You know, you had Time magazine and people coming out and saying that, this was a hysterical outburst and criticism like that.
How were her theories and her warnings vindicated by test results in the environment?
One of the things that they found early on was that this was a persistent toxin and that it built up in, it was a mother's milk stored in the fat, that it remained in people and in animals for could be decades.
Fast forward to the end of the century, and all of a sudden this persistent diminished use of pesticides appears to have the impact of, oh my gosh, malaria is rising, the effect of insects, and of course the population is rising, and the idea of these sorts of diseases is once again perceived as a scourge. How does that present itself?
The continuing prevalence of malaria and the rise of malaria that sort of coincided with the publication of Silent Spring has been latched on by critics, basically saying that this sort of correlation is causation. Where they're wrong is that the rise of malaria was already occurring prior to the publication of Silent Spring because of some of the very issues that Rachel Carson brought up in Silent Spring, which is that if you overuse a pesticide, the insects become resistant to it.
What's the wisdom now that we have as we look at the claims of Rachel Carson and see what we know now about science and attempt to attack some of these diseases, which are very much a problem in the modern world?
I think a big lesson has been the need for a variety of approaches and that there's really no silver bullet in fighting malaria or anything else. And you really need to take in all these different ideas and different approaches in order to find the solution that works. There is a place for pesticides. There's also a place for every other sort of tool that can come in and make a difference.
Kit Roan and Sarah Weiser are producers for Retro Report. You can see their documentary at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.